Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Kate Sprecher. Joining us today are Wendy, Suzanne, and James Shoemaker, here to talk about their upcoming adaptive water skiing program held at Diamond Head Lake.
This is the second time that you guys have held this event. And just kind of tell us a little bit about how you got started in doing this.
Suzanne, our daughter, has cerebral palsy and she's in a wheelchair. And she's always wanted to water ski. So in the summer of 2014, we found out there was a group in Waterloo that did a clinic. So we drove all the way to Waterloo on a Monday morning. And she tried skiing. She went out, got up her 13th try. And absolutely loved it with help. And then went out a second time and got up almost right away. And she came home just bouncing off the walls wanting to ski. So we called around trying to find other places to ski. And there weren't very many options. So we applied for a grant to get her own ski since we live out here at the lake. And the next spring, the grant came through, and we had our ski in a cage. Then she started using it. And the following spring, we were trying to figure out how to get more people skiing. And we tried to borrow equipment from other places, but that didn't work out. So we did a little fundraiser and got an adjustable seat for other people to use and strapped it on her old board and decided to do a clinic the following spring. And we worked with a group called On the Edge Children's Foundation, who walked us through all the steps so we'd know how to do it safely with other people. And then we tried to find enough people, and we managed to get 6 or 7 people to come out and a bunch of volunteers. And we had a great day on the beach and had everyone got to ski who wanted to ski, and some skied 2 or 3 times, and it worked wonderful. And since then, we've formed a nonprofit and tried to get more equipment and get more volunteers and get more skiers. I think this year we're going to have almost twice as many skiers, so it's turning out to be a good success.
Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the things I'm really curious about is, I understand, Suzanne, from having talked to you guys a little bit, you've been able to try a lot of different things from this adaptive type of deal. Climbing, hockey, soccer, just a lot of different sports and a lot of different things, but water skiing is something that you really, really love.
Yeah.
What is it that you like so much specifically about water skiing?
It's just, you're going to be up and you're going to be independent with it. At least I can be now. Even when you first start out, you have people helping you, but you still have to do things where other sports you don't really have to do as much. Are you king independently when you first start out?
She always says she's free.
It's just,
she's free. Free from a wheelchair.
She's just like everyone else.
It's just fun to be out there and do it. And I like to be on the water. Being on the water is one of my favorite things to do. So,
all right. Well, you've had in the past, and I think as well coming up here, some veterans that have participated in this and are going to participate in it?
We passed the information over to the Paralyzed Veterans of America, and a woman there has picked out, she's a physical therapist that works there, and she has said that she's going to try to convince 2 of the veterans there to come out, that she think they'd fit perfectly with what our system is and what they'd like to do.
Just give us a little idea as far as the mechanical aspect of this. I mean, how does adaptive water skiing work?
Well, you sit on a cage, which is the seat that you sit on, and then you sit on a board that's sort of like a knee board but longer. And then there's a notch on the clinic ski, which is what we'll be using for the beginners. And then if you can't hold the rope, there's a ball that you can use that will hold it for you on the block.
Again, I guess speaking to, maybe you can talk to me a little bit about this, Wendy. There have been a lot of things between water skiing and all the other things we mentioned, especially with this, that you guys have encouraged Suzanne to try, and she's obviously really enjoyed. Why so many things, and why have you kind of tried to give her so many opportunities to do so much stuff?
So she can experiment just like any other child and try something and see what sticks and what she loves, and she found it. And I will always continue to tell her that she can do anything. She can try anything. And there's always going to be new things for her to try. And so I will be there to help her, to coach her, to tell her that she can do it. And we figure it out, we do it. And it changes her life. It's knowledge for her, and she's learning also how her body works, and that's really important. And so that's me being a mommy.
Well, just remind us again, this is going to be on the 20th. Could you just tell me a little bit about who is coming, how to maybe sign up, if you want to be involved, can you just come out and watch, just anything that you want to know about it?
Okay, it's going to be on June the 20th, starting at around 9 o'clock in the morning, and you can call us at 515-523-0004 or email info@anotherwaysports.org or just go to our webpage www.anotherwaysports.org.
Thank you for all the information about this. It's going to be a very exciting event. Suzanne, is there anything that you'd like to add, or are you just excited about?
I'm just excited for it. It'll be fun to see other people out there.
Anybody who is interested, please look us up on the internet. We are a nonprofit organization called Another Way Sports. And so please look us up. It really changes not only children but adults and any age. I don't care. We have it all. We've had somebody up to 73. So any age is welcome.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Wendy, James, and Suzanne for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.